Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to improve the voting process for all Americans at pewtrusts.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. About 20 charitable groups still hope to have a say in the outcome of a property tax referendum affecting most Champaign voters. Tuesday's City of Champaign Township question seeks an additional 2 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, which is about $10 more for a $150,000 home. The money would assist those living in extreme poverty to buy food and clothing, for instance. Organizations ranging from churches to food banks to health clinics that deal with such clients hope to see them get some help. Andrea Goldberg, site director for Francis Nelson Health Center, says she's seen an astronomical number of patients, many with chronic problems, in the last few years. Champaign County Clerk Mark Cheldon says he will have more election judges working the polls on Tuesday than he has before. He says the high turnout during early voting, with up to 2 hours of waiting in line, indicates a busy election day. Cheldon says voters should avoid usual peak voting times before or after work. Election officials counting ballots throughout Illinois say the state has set a new record for more than 821,000 early votes cast. In Champaign County, about 7,700 people voted early. The previous state high was set during the February primaries, when about 220,000 people voted. Election day is still 3 days away, but that hasn't stopped speculation about who from Chicago and Illinois could be tapped to be a part of a Barack Obama administration. Tony Arnold reports.
There's been a lot of questions about who Obama would want in his cabinet, were he to be elected. But around these parts, the questions tend to drift toward, would he use his Chicago connections to move any local political figures to D.C.? One potential name for Obama's Secretary of Education is Chicago Public Schools CEO Arne Duncan.
If the Senator Obama would want to have him, he can have him. But I would not want to recommend him because I want to keep him right here in Chicago.
That's Mayor Richard Daley, who says Duncan has done a good job in forming partnerships with the private sector and universities. Daley stresses Obama still has to win the election before anything else. For his part, Duncan says he hasn't thought about working in an Obama administration. I'm Tony Arnold.
This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Allison Stewart. This week, Senators Obama and McCain spent the last few days of the campaign mining for votes in key battleground states. Early voting got off to a strong start as people cast ballots in record numbers, and the first drop in consumer spending in nearly two decades signals more trouble ahead for the economy. Senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hi, Mr. Shore. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Allison. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. We're in the final days of the campaign. Both candidates have been making their closing arguments and trying to woo still undecided voters. What did you notice?
Well, what strikes me is the way in which Senator McCain is trying very hard to act out the role of underdog. But Senator Obama is not trying to act like the front runner. It is a very delicate little play they have to play as they get into these closing days. The other thing you notice is what everybody noticed from simply reading the polls, that by margins of anything from 3% to 11%, that almost everywhere, Senator Obama's ahead.
Who are these people who are undecided voters at this point?
The undecided vote may be really undecided, but I suspect that some of them are people who believe in the secret ballot and don't want to have to answer questions about it. So when asked whom you're voting for, they'll say, I haven't made up my mind.
The 30 states that allow early voting are reporting record turnout. So what else do we know so far?
Well, the interesting thing is that in certain states that they will tell you the breakdown of the voting. And in several of them, registered Democrats have far exceeded the number of registered Republicans voted so far.
You couldn't miss it this week. Senator Obama's half-hour infomercial ran on seven stations Wednesday night. And at least in terms of audience numbers, it was fairly successful.
In terms of numbers, it was very, very successful. Something like 33 million people on the three networks and four other stations which carried the infomercial. In every case where they had to preempt a show that would have been on at that time, the rating was better than that show had had last week. So you sort of wonder whether maybe they should pay Obama for increasing their ratings.
David Axelrod is taking notes somewhere.